Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, share our feelings about these weird characters, and then make those characters fight for our amusement and their pride, because there's a lot of shame here in Databank Brawl. I am your host. I am often full of shame. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me is always, except for that one time, is Ken Knapsack.
I am so glad to be here. Last show was very tough for me, Joseph, but I thought we came to a good spot, and I'm very, very excited to see what you have to torture me in my soul today.
Yeah, so that was very torturous to take our beloved characters, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Boba Fett, and put them through a dark period of their own lives.
Yeah.
This should be a little bit easier, because we're going back to classic Databank Brawl
fare.
That was a special episode to use those big-name characters. We're going back to diving deep. Hopefully helping fans learn about these characters. They'll learn their names, learn that they exist, because I think we have a lot of fans who are very, very knowledgeable, but some people who kind of learn a little bit more about the dark corners of the Star Wars character galaxy. And also, just a little while ago, we got a nice big juicy dump on the StarWars.com databank of Rogue One characters.
Databank dump.
A nice big old databank dump. Didn't mean to say it that way, but I sure did. And now I'm going to double down on that dump.
You got to stand by.
I'm going to stand by my dump. Great country song. So these are Rogue One characters that I wanted to spend a little bit more time with. We could easily, as soon as we got all that information on Rogue One, we immediately did Admiral Raddus because he is our hero.
Yes, definitely mine.
But now we're going to probe some deeper characters, as Admiral Raddus would say. Are you ready for our first combatant, Ken?
I've got the internet up to do some supplemental research.
Okay, so here we go. Here is our first combatant. It is Vinay.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, here is what StarWars.com databank, our official source for databank brawl, has to say about Vinay. A black-cloaked attendant to Darth Vader, Vinay interrupts the Sith Lord's meditation in his rejuvenation chamber on Mustafar to announce Orson Krennic's arrival. After Krennic's audience with Vader was over, Vinay advises the director that it would be wise to say nothing of what he's seen in the Sith Sanctum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting databank entry, because it's mostly just what happened in the movie. Couple of interesting points, though, that he interrupts the Sith Lord's meditation.
Yeah.
So we know that's what Darth Vader was doing in there. He was not just soaking in the tub.
Right.
He was meditating. And a little bit of suggestion about, I'm a creepy guy. I'm going to warn you not to say anything about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like you knew exactly who this was from the name.
Yeah. That was a name confirmed by Pablo Hidalgo shortly after Rogue One when it hit the theaters and for the public. It was, I love, other than some of the clumsiness of the interaction between Vader and Krennic, I overall really, really enjoy Vader's castle, that it's on Mustafar. There's a lot of things I just love about it. I love that there's this, almost emperor-like advisor, the Janus Grigetis, Simalu, Yup Tashu type of guy. But I don't think it's the same guy. And there's that confusion going around because there's the emperor has an advisor named Kren Blista Vinay, spelled the same. Vinay's the same, but this Vinay's got a little accent over the last E. And as far as we know right now, they are not the same.
Yeah, and this is what's fascinating to me about this character. And then I want to get into the wilds of Wikipedia and see what they got. But the Imperial Dignitaries, as we used to call them, as their action figure was called way back in the day, have clearly grown into, they're almost cultists of the dark side, and they're whispering and planning with Palpatine Sidious about different ways to excavate dark Sith artifacts. And we don't know if Vinay is that, or if he's just I'm a butler, and you have asked me to wear dark robes to kind of fit in with your thing.
I took a job, and the man made me wear a black cloak.
He's basically just Alfred if Bruce Wayne made him dress up like a bat, too.
Oh, man. I hope in the new Vader comic that's coming out that we get to meet Vinay.
The origins of Vinay.
Yeah.
Hello, Palpatine has assign me to you. You're going to be moving to an apartment on Mustafar.
It's very spacious. I have my own little room, very close to the lava pit. It's really quite hot, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Vinay will survive.
So what does Wikipedia have to say about Vinay? Not much, I believe.
Not much at all. I don't have height. I have species. He's definitely human, gendered male, skin color light. He is, your entry, I think, even has more. It's just the same thing and constructed in different sentences. The quote is pretty much the only quote we have from him. My lord, Director Krennic has arrived.
Nice. So, we'll discuss the character a little bit more as we get into the actual fight of discover who we want the character to be. If we want him to be a scion of the Sith that has this hidden dark knowledge, or a butler wearing a dark robe.
Yeah.
But what were your feelings on this character? I know you said you liked that scene. I did too. Were you intrigued by him?
Yeah, I was intrigued, especially right away, because I saw the screening first couple of days before it hit the public, that was one of the first things I saw. I don't know how I saw, but it was that tweet from Pablo that it's named Vinay, and I immediately was like, oh, I love that we have like another character. Probably has no big meaning, but has every meaning to a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And then I was intrigued to when I started hearing a little bit more about that connection, that this Vinay, who's part of the Imperial Advisor team, was a very, I mean, if he's in Jedi, it's in for less than a second, but it's more of a set photo that we have of all the dignitaries huddled around a camera that we have this picture of Vinay. So if there's a connection, oh, that's great. But I'm okay with it not being connected. So long story short, yeah, this is an intriguing side character in keeping with the tradition of Star Wars.
Yeah, and this other character is in canon, or is he a Legends fill out? This other Vinay.
I can find that out here. He has a canon entry, yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And he's just another Imperial dignitary or of that ilk.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely, yeah. And okay. And the only, like, kind of, like, quote, known shot you have is taken from, like, that shot that's around where it's got Simulu and Grijatis and all those guys, and it's clearly just, like, a set photo. Like,
yeah.
Hey, guys, let's take a shot in your silly costume.
Okay, so not even on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I really liked Vinay, and I partially liked him because he had such anticipation and build up from people who break down the trailers, because there was that shot of a robed figure, maybe Palpatine, but who would Palpatine be bowing to, and who is in that chamber? What's going on with there? So it's like one of the biggest, I think, sources of debate, and the big answer was it's some guy.
Yeah.
But everything else about that scene was so satisfying and intriguing that everybody was just like, oh, great, it's a guy.
Yeah.
Mystery solved. It's a butler dude. I really like him. And we don't have a quote from him besides Orson Krennic has arrived,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Then I think we are ready to move on to our second combatant, who will do battle for both physical victory and the victory of pride against Vinay. That is the character we all know and love named Nail. Here's what Starwars.com databank has to say about Nail. A gruff alien woman, Nail is Jyn Erso's cellmate in Wobani's grim LEG-817 labor camp. The other prisoners have given her the derisive nickname Kennel for the parasites infesting her filthy jacket. Nail is with Jyn aboard a repurposed turbo tank when rebel forces raid Wobani to free Jyn. So this was another character I was intrigued by in the trailers.
Yeah.
So
it's funny, I typed in Nail Star Wars. and there were some things, unfortunate things that came up that I won't repeat. Ulan Moosters. Known as Kennel, great, featured a little bit more prominently in the novel.
Yeah, in the Rogue One novel, if listeners haven't read, character is great because she just straight up tells Jyn, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm angry and I just want to kill people and I kill all my cellmates and I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So does Wikipedia have anything on Nail?
There is, gosh, well, I think, again, because you have a lot from the noble. I was thinking of Obi-Wan, of the novel. There's definitely a lot more. I'm reading it now. It scrolls and scrolls and scrolls. So there is a lot there. And it does have that exchange, Jyn saying, so here's, this, who's going to keep you company? I like a quiet cell. What if I kill you first? That's Nail. Then I hope you like a quiet cell. Leanna. Oh, it's reversed. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm misreading the quote. My apologies. Joseph, what did you put in this whiskey?
just a little bit of alcohol.
But yeah, I'm surprised. This is every episode of Databank Brawls. Here's what happens. Joseph throws these on me.
Yep.
And I legitimately don't know the names. And so I bring them up and I just start going, oh, wow. And I'm trying to get information for the show to keep the podcast moving forward. And I'm literally like, oh, look at this.
And you're filling your own little Star Wars heart with knowledge and fun. Understandably. Totally understandably. Do they have just basic stats for her? We definitely need to give her a physical description.
Description looks like something from Men in Black. Very, very thick, tall. There's no height listed here, but I take her as tall. And how do you describe that? It's almost like she's from the Upside Down, too.
Got a big
elephant-like face into a squid-like mouth.
Yeah, very tentacle, flappy, grossy thing that does look like it could open all the way up, like from Stranger Things, or even the little tentacles in Arrival. Like she looks like she could arrival a window, if you take my meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And she does share a little bit of physical similarity to an alien called Ketwal.
Yes.
When she showed up in the trailer, some people are like, is that Ketwal? Not right. Ketwal. It's Nail. Does Wikipedia say what species she is?
Good question. It does not.
Okay, well, StarWars.com doesn't either. She's a gruff alien woman.
Yeah, that's
so
interesting.
Yeah, they don't give a species, so we don't know what Nail is. We don't know if she's the same species as Ketwal.
Yeah,
We'd have to do more Ketwal research, and we will when Ketwal fights in Databank. Databank brawl. But yeah, I really like this character. She has got a open jacket.
Yes.
That exposes her swarthy, alien, sweaty, brown flesh.
Well, yeah, and there's a good set photo here, actually. I'm going to try to wheel around so you can see it, Joseph.
Okay.
It's she's got, like, BDU pants, what some people might...
damn, yeah.
...mistakenly refer to as cargo pants, but, like, BDU battle dress uniform pants with the side pockets, boots, and that head is very thick. Like, it's not, like, a flat face.
Yeah, that ain't no Ketwal.
Yeah, strong arms.
Yeah, so her... Yeah. If you're not at your computer and don't want to look this up, her head is arched forward. There is no separation between her head and neck. Mm. So it's this energy coming up from her back going... Yeah. This huge arc down to this very vicious face with the big flappy tentacle mouth.
Right, right. And interesting enough, that's a looks like a set shot, like it was on Jedha, but I don't know there.
Yeah, maybe he was just like walk through Nail.
Yeah,
and we only see her in the movie. I think maybe we see her on the tank, but we really see her prominently
in the cell. She was
in the cell reclining.
She was on the troop transport, now a prisoner transport, when the rebels came to rescue Jin. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But we do see her pretty prominently, both in trailers, and that's actually her image on the StarWars.com databank itself, is reclining in the cell with Jin Erso. So we know a little bit about her. We know that she is filthy. We know that she is gruff. We know that she likes to murder her cellmates.
Yeah.
Beyond that, a mystery that we get to explore together.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, questions, concerns about our combatants?
No. Other than, you know, overall, like the presence of Nail in that trailer and the shot and in the movie, it worked well. It was a little side character. Again, Rogue One, I think, did a very good job of helping to continue that Star Wars tradition of interesting characters and stuff that you see for a second that, thanks to Kenner action figures, will be around for a lifetime.
Exactly. Really, really offering us the chance to ask ourselves, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
And we are going to answer that question up to a point as these characters fight.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mm-hmm. All right. As always, we begin with kind of the where and the when. Now, I think we got a little bit of elbow room with these characters because they both seem like they've been around a while.
Yeah. I think this is... This takes place after the Battle of Scarif, after the events of A New Hope, and I think it involves Vader to a point. Vader has returned home upset, and in following the events of New Hope, gets back to his castle on Mustafar, and much like his grandson would later do, just has a temper tantrum. And destroys a lot of the castle.
Oh, he just gets his lightsaber out and just starts hacking at things. Yes.
Vinay has to sit back and watch.
And Vinay's just like heartbroken. He's just like,
oh, it's a beautiful castle.
Just dusted that.
I put that plate there to be viewed. So
Vader storms away. I'm going to meditate. And Vinay,
okay, I'll work on acquiring a slave labor force to rebuild this.
So a force of criminals, prisoners, still in the clutches of the Empire. Mm-hmm. And Nail, whether or not she escaped during that Jyn Erso rescue attempt on Will Bonnie or not, she's back, or she currently is in the clutches of the Empire.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So she is part of the team that is sent to the castle on Mustafar.
Cool.
To repair it.
Now, we learn in Rogue One that the Imperial slave camps, particularly the ones on Obani, are kind of a death sentence because it's so grueling.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that Nail didn't escape.
Right.
She just wants to prove how tough she is.
Gotcha.
So I think she worked away, and I think she's like the star worker of these slave camps. They're like, well, send the best.
Yeah, but they're like, could you send your best criminals? And they're like, oh, we got one for you. She's not pleasant, but we want her. She'll do good work, but we want her out of our prison cells.
We have to warn you, she is quite filthy. We call her Kennel, and she does have things growing inside her filthy jacket. We have tried to take her jacket. Here's the one thing. When she comes to Mustafar to help put the castle back in shape, you can't take her jacket.
No.
She's got, like, a whole culture that lives in there.
Yeah.
Like... They have a society, the parasites that are under her jacket.
Yeah.
You can't remove her jacket.
Not pretty.
Okay, so Vinay doesn't like this because Vinay appreciates cleanliness. But
right.
Nail arrives.
Yeah.
The big door opens. And in stumbles this gruff alien woman.
Yeah.
And I think she says, I hope there's someone to kill here.
I've brought you here to replace the foyer.
Okay, so Vinay, meticulous as he is, he has this is an older human, with an accent mark over his second vowel.
Yeah,
he cares about things.
He does.
You know, when you have an accent mark over the second vowel, you're a very particular person.
Yeah. Vinay's like, Strix on the china never mattered till I got here.
He's very thorough.
Okay, so what room is this, the foyer?
I think it's right, we didn't really see it in the movie. Hopefully we see it in Last Jedi or Episode 9, I'm hoping. It's kind of, you enter through the doors. And you veer off, and it's just a big, you know, the big opening greeting area. There's some pictures of, you know, Vader, just like, you know, sitting down, posing, you know, some artwork.
So Vinay has put this up, like some intimidating pictures of Vader so he can remember who he works for. There's like some, maybe like a control panel that's been slashed up, because that's what the Sith love to slash, is control panels if they can.
Yeah.
Maybe some elegant but imposing chairs.
Oh, definitely. Some high back chairs.
And they've been slashed. Yeah. So I think those need to be delicately repaired. So do
holes in the wall.
Hollow images. Yeah, the holes need they need putty put in there. This is all very delicate work.
Yeah. Right? There's some framed awards of from Palpatine to Sith. Best to Vader. Like best Sith, 12 ABY. Whatever the year would be.
But and Vader knows that that's what it is. He knows it's like basically a participation trophy. But from the outside, they look like these dark, structured crystal red things that are just ominous. Yeah. And Vader knows
There's a frame.
It's a participation trophy, but to everybody else, it looks like evil.
There's a framed photo on the ground of little Palpatine's urban achievers. And it's like Palpatine and Vader and a bunch of kids who are now trapped somewhere as forced slaves or something. But
their souls are actually trapped in that image.
It's
a non-natural Sith power to trap children's souls in images. Mm-hmm. So Vinay is very particular about this. This establishes when you walk in that you are in a place of elegance and horrible evil.
Yeah, you know where you are.
You know where you are.
Yeah.
So I think he just says to Nail, I think Nail came alone. I think they sent, this is the
best. She's so strong and powerful that, she's alone.
And I think Vinay says, okay, just to test your abilities, there is a slash through this elegant chair.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a needle and string. I'm sorry, a vibro needle.
Vibro needle.
It's much like a normal needle, but a vibro one. Mm-hmm. And if you could delicately stitch this up, so it's obvious that it's a little scarred, but that's okay because it's evil. But if you could delicately stitch this together, and so now the problem, the truth emerges, the problem that there's a miscommunication, that this is a job that calls for finesse, not heavy lifting and violence.
Correct.
And I think Nail says, sure. And I think she just, I think she actually plants her weird sucker tentacle face on it, which emits weird sticky saliva and just starts suturing it together, if that's even the correct medical term. I think it's probably not. Starts reattaching it.
Gumming the chair together?
She is gumming the chair together, and it makes a horrific noise.
It's like Lips Manless eating oysters and Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. And this is a leather chair. You don't want sweaty tentacles on a leather chair. This is revolting. I hope no one is listening to this podcast while attempting to eat.
And Vinay sees this and is like, oh, no, dear. No, that's not what I want. I need you to use the vibro needle to repair it with finesse.
Yeah.
And that causes Nail to say, she holds up. She's still got binders on.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't do anything with these binders. Vinay feels as though Lord Vader's here. It's a big castle.
But he's in?
He's in. He might be,
he might be meditating in a tub.
Yeah, in a tub.
In a back to tub.
Got at least two Emperor's Royal Guards there, or in this case, Vader Royal Guards. I think Vinay feeling a little bit chuffed. He's like, all right, if this will help, I feel good about this. And he undoes the binders.
Oh, really? Mistake. That was a big mistake.
Yeah.
And I think that this is one of those databank brawls where the reason for fighting is not hard to find. Nail is crazy, angry, and violent.
Yes.
And I think she says, me chuta. And I think she grabs the vibro needle and just shoves it into Vinay. I think it goes right under his clavicle. So it's not life-killing, but it's very painful.
That's got to hurt.
He's got a little needle vibrating right under his clavicle.
Yeah.
Oh, the pain.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, the pain. And this is, I think, a point where I need a decision from you, Ken.
Yeah.
Is Vinay a glorified butler, or does he have some connection to the darkness and the power of the Sith?
Vinay stumbles back, lands on his butt.
On his bony buttock.
Falls on the ground. And Nail, no hesitation, is going to pound him into death.
Right.
Steps over him. hands high in the air, and that's when Vinay pushes back his robe and with his hands forms like a little circle, and there's that purplish energy ball.
What? His
hands. And he's like, I am practiced in the dark arts of the Force. And boom, launches this fireball. This purple fireball.
Yeah. This is some straight up expanded universe legends era stuff here.
I feel those Vinay is very reminiscent of EU kind of character.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all down with purple balls Vinay. Vinay. Purple balls Vinay.
Purple. It hits Nail right in the chest and she goes falling. It's almost like a disruptor rifle in Star Wars where it just kind of hits you and there's electricity around you.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, and she goes flying back. Boom.
Right.
So actually lands in the chair she was working on and the chair crumbles and she falls over.
Yeah, the chair is now destroyed. It rips apart and the leg comes flying off. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, the purple ball is painful. It's maybe Force Lightning light.
Yes,
right?
That's
it's
a good nowhere way, near good way the to power, describe it.
But it's purple and it's a ball and it's cool.
Yeah.
And now Nail's like, oh, it's on. Her chest is burnt.
Yes.
And I think it has ripped her jacket a little bit.
Oh, the jacket's singed.
The jacket's singed.
Smoking.
Yeah. So I think she screams.
Tentacles in the air.
Yeah, I think she, this is a flurry of activity. She grabs the broken chair and she just hurls it at Vinay.
Yeah.
Vinay has to scramble. He's rolling on the ground like a child in order to roll out of the way, and the chair basically like explodes. If furniture can explode, it explodes. Vinay manages to scramble to his feet. He steps on his robe. It's one of the downsides of wearing dark flowing robes is they don't get under your feet.
Don't fight in a robe.
He stumbles, and then just as he locks eyes with Vinay, she does something so disturbing.
Oh.
She rips her little vest jacket open.
Oh, my.
And basically, strange assortment of space maggots and bugs and bees launch themselves out.
Oh.
And start scurrying and flying and heading for Vinay.
This is like the dinner scene in Temple of Doom. I'm disgusted.
So, an onslaught.
Oh, yeah. There's like bugs crawling into his mouth and
over his eyes. Like, you know, he's in a weird place because that's pretty evil.
It's pretty
evil. He likes evil. It's unnatural. It's gross.
Yeah.
But, you know, Vinay's that special kind of evil.
Yeah.
He's clean evil.
Yeah.
He likes tidy purple balls. He doesn't like bugs crawling on him.
No.
So how does he respond?
He stands to his feet, and he's distracted. I think he's distracted, and he's trying to just knock all these things off of him. But he looks over, and Nail, again, Not a lot of finesse in how she functions. So she starts just stomping over. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. So he's not, you know, he's not a Force user. He's Force adjacent.
Yeah.
Much like a evil Mamaz Kanata.
It took him 20 years to master the purple ball move.
So he really can't keep throwing purple balls at people.
No.
You know, nor should you. so he...
little life lesson from old Kenny Knapsack.
Yeah. So he does, though, he's deceptive. He's old and frail, but he's got some, much like Palpatine, Yoda even. I know they're Force users. He's Force adjacent, but, you know, we saw very much Sherrod Emway get the, blind, but not a Force user, but Force sensitive.
He trusts in the Force.
So Vinay shoots past Nail.
Oh, he runs past. He
uses a little bit of the Force run.
Okay. He speeds it up a little
Jumps back. Nail turns around. Tentacles. Starts stomping back. This is not a bright person.
No, Nail's kind of slow.
Yeah. So Vinay has to stall, and there's only one thing he can think to do, and he grabs that picture of Emperor Palpatine's Urban Achievers, and he, much like Roddy Piper on Cyndi Lauper's manager before WrestleMania 1, just hits it over right over the head of Nail. Just
okay.
Shatters it, head through the frame.
Right.
Cuts her. It's not a death blow by any means, but it serves its purpose. It definitely stalls now.
It's a stunner.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So she is, if there were an actual cartoon, in fact, you know what? Actually, some of the bugs that had flown out are now circling around her.
Oh,
She's dazed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Vinay sees, like, aha, this is my advantage.
Right.
I think he has been practiced in the arts of pugilism.
Oh.
So I think he takes up, like, a little bit of a fighting stance.
Like Charlie Baudry in Young Guns. I don't know why I'm dropping all these references today.
Yeah. So I think what he does is he thinks he's got her on the ropes.
Yep.
She's dazed. And I think he goes to just do a vicious punch to her sternum to just totally take her off balance. He is focusing all of his hateful energy into this punch. He is keeping his wrist straight. He's doing everything right. Normally, this should shatter an opponent's sternum.
Yes.
And just take the fight out of them.
Yes.
He hits her very hard, but she is so covered in scum.
Yeah. And those fist, purple balls singed her in there as well, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 So there's, it's blood. There's, yeah.
Yeah. Bugs and blood.
Bugs and blood and sweat. And his fist slides up and her tentacle mouth opens and swallows Vinay's hand.
Oh, he's screaming. Oh.
Now, she has got him by the digits.
Oh.
And he is in trouble.
And you hear just a, it's not a severing, but you hear just a crunch.
Yeah, that hand's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she is.
Might be one of the most disturbing things we've ever said on Data Bank Bro.
So now he's got to decide. He likes cleanliness. Does he want that hand back, or should he just take it off himself?
Ooh, he doesn't have a weapon, right?
Well, you know, the whole world's a weapon when you're Sith adjacent.
True. True. I think, for survival reasons, he obviously needs to get the hand out or away.
Out or
off. Yeah.
So I think that Nail has sucked him in, and she's shaking him now, kind of like a, yeah, it's horrible.
Right.
Like,
right.
And she shakes him, he's getting disoriented, and now she's bringing her big, weird fists down and pummeling him. Now there are bugs everywhere, and they're getting splattered too. It's only getting messier and grosser in here.
Disgusting.
And Vinay knows that his only hope at survival is getting that hand off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he manages to grab that participation trophy, that jagged, evil-looking thing.
Right.
And I think he brings it down on his own hand and begins slicing. It's not going to come off cleanly.
Oh.
He's slicing away. This is the worst episode. This is the grossest, most fluid-based episode of Data Bank Brawl ever. Very, very disturbing. Man. We apologize.
Civil War battle scene. This is horrible.
All right. he's sawing at his hand.
Uh-huh.
And I think something surprising happens.
Okay.
Nail's not super smart.
She's right.
Very gruff.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons she just likes to tell people that she's going to kill him.
Right.
And she does have a sense of humor. And I think this whole scene, the insanity of it, this cracks her up.
Right.
And I think she spits out the hand as he's cutting away at himself.
Oh, wow.
And starts laughing. What does Nail's weird tentacle laugh sound like? So she is laughing. Now I think he hasn't gotten too deep. He's cut, but he's maybe, he's bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
There are some intermittent spurts. It's ugly.
Yeah.
It's ugly. And I think Vinay recognizes that this is his moment to make a decision. He can make a desperate attempt to end Nail, or he can swallow his pride, and he can hit that button right on the wall to call for the guards.
It's odd that you and I both at the same time, without speaking, envisioned a button, because that's what I was going to say.
A big help button?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think he pushes the help button, or do you think he tries one more killing blow?
He does kick. He knows he needs to get away.
He is a kicker.
He kicks at her very thick, stumpy knees and legs.
Okay, right. Yes. Yeah. He is a practitioner of evil. He knows that knees are the way to go.
Yeah.
So, all right. So he slides down and lets out a vicious, brutal, surprisingly well-executed kick.
Yeah. Short-range kick, a lot of force behind it.
Yeah, she'd been laughing. That hurt. She stumbled. Yeah. Now, I think he goes for the button.
He goes for the button.
I think that's a part of being evil is sometimes you don't believe in yourself.
Right. Yes. And he also knows, you know, like Thrawn might know to live to fight another day sometimes. He knows when it's you need to regather yourself. Vinay hits the button. and the royal guards emerge.
Yeah. Now, I think, unless you have a specific thought.
No, I don't.
I think this is a good point
to pause. I've never had a specific thought in my entire life, Joseph.
But is there a reference to Young Guns? That's a time that you didn't have a specific thought.
I often reference Young Guns at any point in my life.
So. All right. So let's pause here,
yeah,
as we always do in our narrative, yeah, and decide who should win, just based on being the best competitor, and who do we want to win?
You know, I want Vinay to go on, but I also, you know, his time may have been up anyways. Vader might have needed a new assistant at some point. But Nail, there's some sympathy I have for Nail.
Yeah.
For her. I mean, you know, I don't know why she was in jail.
Yeah.
And I don't trust the Empire to imprison all the right people.
No, she might have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time, got, yeah, blamed for something.
Yeah, we don't know. With a Han Solo movie, maybe we'll find out. So, I don't know if Nail necessarily wins clean, but I want to see her to at least get out of that castle.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you here. Yeah. I think this is one of those rare examples, mm-hmm, where Nail's just got this. She is a physically stronger opponent than Vinay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got the purple ball, and that was impressive, yeah, but, yeah, he let it go too early.
Too early. You got to, kids, wait to throw your purple balls.
Wait until you know it's exactly the right time.
Yeah.
Before you throw purple balls around. Yeah, I think Nail just needs to win this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right for the spirit of Star Wars, that the aliens, that the Empire has had their boot on their necks.
Right.
Deserve to win, even if they're filthy aliens with tentacle faces in insect-growing, festering jackets.
Right.
They still deserve a little something, and we're going to give, yeah, it to Nail here today.
Yeah.
So, the guards come in.
Mm-hmm.
They got their pikes ready, right?
Yep. Yep.
What happens?
They spring into action. They, yeah, look once. Vinay's like, destroy her. She's taken my arm. Yeah, old man. And they run at Nail. And she's able to punch one. Knocks him back.
She just sidesteps the, yeah, pike and just, yeah, clocks that helmet and just rings his head like a effing bell.
But the second guard strikes her right in the abdomen with the pike.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then I think she's knocked to the ground a little bit, maybe one knee, able to pop back up again and starts running towards the front door.
Yeah. And I think that she surprises everyone. Everybody, yeah, thinks she's a kind of just this big dumb mountain.
Yeah, right.
But she, her tentacle mouth surprisingly articulately whistles in this weird, very distinctive way of a. It's gross and slappy.
Yeah.
It was a command to all of the insects and filth that she has grown on her body. And it just swarms the guard. All of the bugs go low, and they go up and under the robes,
mm-hmm,
into that Imperial Guard.
Yeah.
And the guard just starts dancing a disgusting jig, yeah, of death.
He's got the heebie-jeebies, man.
Yeah, he's got the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
So he's dancing away. Nail is heading for the door.
Yeah.
What do you think? Does Vinay get one more shot in?
Vinay has mustered up one final purple ball.
Is this a one-handed purple ball?
No, he still has to do the hand thing.
Yeah, he's still got the jagged thing sticking out of his hand.
Yeah, and he flings it. Boom. And as Nail's running out the door, it hits her square in the back.
Oh.
She goes tumbling forward. But the door closes. It's an automatic door. And she keeps running, but it's Mustafar.
It's Mustafar.
So the guards go to the door. And that is when you hear a familiar voice that says, let her go. And everyone turns around to Lord Vader. And Vader's just like, if anyone wants to take their chances on Mustafar, then it's a game that I'll let them play.
Nice.
She has earned her chance to win that game.
That is perfect to me.
Yeah.
And Vinay bows,
mm-hmm,
to his lord,
mm-hmm,
pulls the participation trophy out of his out of his arm.
Yeah.
Blood spurts a little bit. The one guard who got punched in the head is is shaky. The other one's dead. The other one's been eaten alive from the inside
from
of his
armor. From the bugs?
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We'll need a new guard.
Yeah, and I think Vader starts to walk away as he does with his hands clasped behind his back, his cape billowing.
Right.
And then he turns and he says to Vinay, dispose of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Vinay and the other guard, they drag that guard outside.
Mm-hmm.
This happens every once in a while. People die in the castle. They throw it down at the lava fall.
Right.
And they see far in the distance, Nail running to an uncertain lava fate.
Maybe Nail will show up again on Databank Brawl. Maybe she will never get off Mustafar. We don't know.
She just has some new bugs, some new Mustafar bugs to meet and grow under her jacket.
Wonderful.
A very disturbing episode of Databank Brawl. Guys, if you have suggestions about who you would like to see fight, what disturbing noises you'd like to see out of which Star Wars characters, let us know. Send us a tweet. Use the hashtag Databank Brawl. You can suggest matchups. We like it more when you just suggest specific characters that you're curious about, that you're interested in, that you want to find out what kind of noises do they make. Ken,
yes,
can backtrack for just a second, because it's going to bug me narratively.
Yes.
Do you think that the foyer ever gets repaired?
I think, yes, because Vader goes off on what we now know are the adventures of the Star Wars and Vader comic stories and events. I think at some point, you know, while this is happening, Vinay gets the right kind of labor force together and repairs the foyer. And that's why I think when we eventually see it again, and I believe we will, it's going to look nice.
It is spotless.
Yeah.
A spotless foyer.
Yeah.
Ken, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @KenNapsock. That's Instagram and Facebook as well. I have the official page on Facebook. And also on a new app called Anchor. You can get it on your phone. And I have a show on there called Daily Thrones, where I take a daily look at the world of ice and fire.
Awesome. And you guys can check out my other podcast, Obsessed, that's on Feral Audio. It's always on my website as well, josephscrimshaw.com. You can find me on all the social media is at Joseph Scrimshaw. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, while no one was really listening to him, I care. That's it for Databank Brawl.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.